it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
We may have a new star on the radio, Kennedy.
I love to hear it.
How's your experience so far?
Sounds good, right? She's got a nice voice, nice
How's
presentation.
Your experience so far? That's a good question.
It is a good question. So I was at Oktoberfest on Friday night. It was there all weekend down in the Seaport for Harpoon.
Right.
And it's always just a blast. Whenever they do anything down there, I love them so much. They're a great local company.
They're good people.
You know, they still brew a lot of their beer right there in the Seaport. They're supporting local radio station. They have
100%.
Us down there. Just love all of them at Harpoon. So I was down there. We did the Stein hoisting contest. They had bands going. I think there was a pretzel eating contest that was going to be happening. I met a gal who had won it last year. She was coming back to defend her
Too
title.
Too bad you couldn't enter. You always win those things, my
yeah,
guy.
I thought I could
unreal.
Do pretty well. And so we have this table set up, and our banners are there. And there's a lot of young people in the Seaport in their 20s now. Mm-hmm. That's like all the young people live there. And a lot of the people that live and work in that area, they're not getting in their cars to drive anywhere.
Nope. They
so they're not necessarily knowing who we are. And that's okay. That's why we're there, to introduce people to mm-hmm. who we are. Mm-hmm. And so this gal comes up. She's like, oh, who are you guys? And I explain it. And she's like, oh, you should talk to me on the radio. I was like, oh, what do you want to talk about? She's like, well, I don't know. And then I said, well, I'll tell you what. Why don't we flip the tables? You seem like you have a great personality. Why don't you interview me?
Fantastic.
And she's like, I love this idea. She's with two of her girlfriends. And I said, okay, so I'm going to give you my phone. We're just going to record it on my phone and introduce yourself. And then, you know, talk to me, ask me some questions, whatever, wherever it is you want to go.
Just for context, what part of the night is this? How many beers have each of you had?
I have had, at this point, a beer.
Okay. You're a professional.
Yeah. I'm working. So they brought me over a ticket, said, oh, if you want a beer, you can have a beer. So I had one IPA, Dan, because then I'm an IPA guy. You know that about me. So I've given her all the instruction. I give her the phone, and this is how it starts.
How's your experience so far at the Oktoberfest?
Hi, I'm Carson.
I don't care.
So
God, she sounds like you, Kennedy.
She kind of forgot to introduce herself.
It's hilarious that I thought the same thing, Dan.
Well, it's exactly what I thought. I gave her all this instruction of what to do, and then it all went out the window, and this is what she did.
How's your experience so far at the Oktoberfest?
Hi, I'm Carson.
I don't care.
You're supposed to introduce yourself to the audience first.
I'm Big Bella the live from...
Dad, did you hear that?
Big Bella the Bee?
Yes.
I love that she has her own name for herself. We all need an alter ego.
Yes.
Yeah. Triple B.
So,
Triple B.
She says it a lot, so I kind of edit it out a lot, just so you know, okay?
I think that's probably best.
Because, I just felt like after a while, it was a lot of times she was saying that. So we will continue on here.
I don't care.
You're supposed to introduce yourself to the audience first.
Hi, I'm Big Bella the live from Harpoon Fest.
Okay, what's going on?
Hanging out at Oktoberfest, got my first beer.
Okay.
Living the dream.
Yeah.
Debating if I want pretzels or chicken tenders.
I thought you were interviewing me.
What do you think? What do you think I should get for food?
The hard-hitting questions.
I don't know. Sometimes we ask people what they like to eat when they come to Boston. I don't know.
I can't get over
Sweet Caroline going on in the background.
I didn't even hear that. I was
German
so
Beer
in
Hall Sweet Caroline.
I was so locked in on her.
Hanging out at Oktoberfest. Got my first beer.
Okay.
Living the dream.
Yeah.
Debating if I want pretzels or chicken tenders.
I thought you were interviewing me.
What do you think? What do you think I should get for food?
I would say sausage guy. Sausage guy is
I don't like sausage.
Okay.
Try again.
How about pretzels?
That's much better.
How about you just have beer for dinner?
What beer did you get, Carson?
I did I'm an IPA guy.
Do you know what I think about IPAs?
No, I don't.
I think that IPAs taste how bong water smells.
I don't disagree with
that. No notes.
I told you, I met a star.
Are we sure that Big Bell of the Bee likes you.
She don't even know him.
That's true.
And she don't care. And I'm here for it. Continue.
Do you know what I think about IPAs?
No, I don't.
I think that IPAs taste how bong water smells.
Let's go back to the name Big Bella. What is that about?
It's just ironic because I'm really nice.
Who are you here with?
Did you hear that? So I just went back to her and I was like, where does the name come from? And she says that because I'm really nice, it's being ironic.
Uh-huh.
What is that about?
It's just ironic because I'm really nice.
Who are you here with?
I'm here with my best friend, Emily.
Hi,
and
Emily.
My friend and her sister, Elizabeth.
Hi, Elizabeth. Hi, Emily. Have you ever heard her use this name before?
We ironically use it because she's like the nicest, sweetest person ever.
Was that coming through for you?
I was not getting those vibes.
She was, neither am I.
When she was like, I'm Carson. You were like, I'm Carson. And she's like, I don't care.
But I'm still here for it. Continue.
I think your beer tastes like bong water.
Well, she's not wrong.
That part's factual.
We ironically use it because she's like the nicest, sweetest person ever.
So you do call her big...
When we're very drunk.
Okay.
Or we're meeting someone new.
Like this. Carson?
Yes.
Like, did you hear the way she said that?
I like her so much.
She's awesome.
Continue.
Meeting someone new.
Like this, Carson?
Yes.
Watch out. Here I come, Mix 104.1.
That was good. She even looked at the sign to make sure. Have you ever heard of radio before? Are you familiar with it?
I'm familiar with the Chicago station.
Well, that was awesome.
How about that? She's from Chicago also. Who else do we know, Dan? That has some personality from Chicago originally.
Did we get her phone number, email, social media so that we might invite her back again and again?
You know, I failed in that regard. I did. I was just laughing.
You ran away. I was
just laughing, and then we finished and we gave them some chapstick and off they went into the crowd.
God bless her.
So if anybody knows Big Bella the Bee.
Please, I need to know her.
It's like Kennedy's doppelganger.
She sounds like she could be my little niece, and I want her in my life.
She had red hair, man.
How's your experience so far at the Oktoberfest?
Hi, I'm Carson.
I don't care.
Just put it in the Louvre.
This is almost an exact reenactment of how Kennedy and I met.
Not wrong.
25 years ago.
It is what? Please, somebody find her.
Please find Big Bella the Bee.
Do your thing.
She was at Harpoon Fest on Friday night with her two friends.
Yep.
Please get her
you are
to get.
Welcome here.
Yes, I would love to get
Auntie
her
wants
on the
to
show.
Talk.
Right.
If anyone's holding an IPA, it's not her.
It's Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.